president spoke today in the Rose Garden to announce a national emergency and a new public-private partnership with major U.S. companies to design and execute COVID-19 tests in a more efficient manner. This would include a new website and drive-through testing availabilities. The news was delivered at the end of the trading day today on Wall Street, and the private investment news pushed the Dow up to end the week, surged. Some say that was on purpose because the president was late to that press conference. It was almost timed perfectly to have all the business leaders speaking right at the end of the trading day. Anyway, the task force announced that the goal was to test 15 to 20,000 Americans a day. Right now, only 15,000 have been tested overall. Only 326 in Illinois. So, wow. He also announced that the government would be waiving interest on student loans, but no talk of paid sick leave or other benefit extensions to American workers that may be affected by the virus. So what do we do? At the end of the day, the government works for us. It runs on our tax money. So if we're going to be disrupted, what are some of the things that we should be paying attention to? What are some of the things that we should be demanding from our government? Amaya Pawar is a former alderman in the 47th Ward, now a senior fellow at the Economic Security Project. He joins me now. Mr. Pawar, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so you heard me right there to lead up to this, the idea that this is our government, this is our tax money that funds it. Should we be expecting more when it comes to economic stimulus, not just for corporations, but for the people that are affected by this virus?
Yes, absolutely. One, the government, yes, like you said, does work for us. It's our government. It's really a contract between you and I that we take care of one another. We're neighbors. But the stark reality, the grim reality, is that 4 in 10 Americans don't have $400 in the bank to cover an emergency. 60% of Americans don't have $1,000 in the bank. 1 in 3 Americans live check to check, even those making over $100,000 a year. 1 in 3 parents struggle to afford diapers. These are the grim realities before there's a pandemic, before there's a disaster. And the thing is, pandemics, public health emergencies, disasters of all sorts are really just a confluence of the social, political, and economic realities pre-disaster. And mm-hmm. they just all come together when something goes wrong. We knew these realities. You know, they come up every single time. We knew this before Katrina, and yet we were surprised that 100,000 people were left behind. 28 years ago during the Chicago heat wave, it was the most vulnerable who perished and seniors who were socially isolated. It's the same group that gets impacted every time there's a disaster, and yet we fail to address these social vulnerabilities on the front end. And I think right now we have an opportunity because inequality has gotten to a place where it's threatening democracy. We have an opportunity now to rewire the government. And frankly, I think we should put cash back into people's pockets right now.
Right. Former alderman, I'm used to you being an alderman. There are a lot of people talking about that. That's not something that's just a pie in the sky. There's a lot of people talking about it, both sides of the aisle, that say, you know, a cash stimulus should be in play here. We should be giving back money, not unlike what George W. Bush did back in the early 2000s, this idea that you're going to get a check and it's going to be for hundreds of dollars, hopefully thousands.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Look, before I left office, I chaired a task force that looked at universal basic income or guaranteed income in the city of Chicago. And at the time, some people thought it was too big, too radical. And, you know, the narrative has shifted. Remember, there is a bipartisan agreement on this. President Bush sent home checks 10-plus years ago. And today there are congressional Democrats who are calling for $1,000 minimum as an advance on the earned income tax credit to working families, all the way up to $6,000. Andrew Yang has called for $1,000 a month for every American for the next 3 months. You've heard the same call from the former economic advisor to the White House, to President Obama and President Trump, read an opinion article in the Wall Street Journal suggesting that we should send cash. There's bipartisan agreement on this. And frankly, we know that when people have cash, they're not worried about putting food on the table for the next meal or buying diapers or worrying about whether they should go to the ER because of their copayment. They can actually follow the public health orders by public safety agencies, by the governor, by the mayor. Mm-hmm. So really, this is about building cohesiveness and making sure that we ensure the public safety. And, you know, we've made 40 years of really horrible choices that have allowed this type of instability and inequality to persist. Now is an opportunity to actually take action.
But you and I both know. I mean, we've already seen the first run of it in the Republican Senate that they knocked or shut down the idea of paid sick leave, and that's they're negotiating in Congress. I'm not sure that there's a political climate to say, all right, you know what we're going to do right now? $1,000 a month for the next 3 months. I just don't see it. How do you get Congress, both sides of the aisle, to understand that that's what the American people are looking for?
Yeah, so the Economic Security Project has just put out a new proposal today called the Emergency Money to the People. And, you know, the thing is, we do give money. We have an earned income tax credit that refunds money back to working families on an annual basis. The problem is that when you get that money annually and you've got predatory tax firms, it's really hard to plan for expenses that come up at a moment's notice, like an emergency. What the Economic Security Project is suggesting is, one, we should lift up more working families by advancing more money and pay it more regularly. And there has been bipartisan agreement on the earned income tax credit for 3+ decades. And so why not build on what already exists that Democrats and Republicans have united around for 30+ years.
Well, I mean,
we
in the mayor's race, Willie Wilson was talking, was giving out $100 bills to people who were coming out of church. But, it's not a poor political optic for a president or for a party to say, this is what we stand for. We want to put money in your pocket in this time of crisis. So it isn't, maybe you're right in the sense that it could come from unlikely places, even the White House, who might see this as an opportunity for themselves politically.
Well, let me just say, yes, absolutely. But I also think that it is imperative that our local officials, Mayor Lightfoot and Governor Pritzker, start to think about how we're going to replace the wages of, we've lost many conventions. So that has a real cascading impact on our workforce, right? You have hospitality workers, hotel workers, service sector workers that are not going to be working because of cancellations. That's going to have a ripple effect into our neighborhoods. So what are we going to do to replace those wages? How are we going to make sure that, a missed paycheck or a missed shift or a missed car payment doesn't send people spiraling into a financial disaster? You don't want a health crisis to spark an economic crisis.
Right. There's been a lot of talk for Sheriff Dart and others to consider maybe ending evictions in this time, or to for the government to find ways, the local government, to make sure that everybody's water stays on, or gas, electric, those kind of things. Is that also what you're talking about when you're thinking about a wholesale approach to inequity during this crisis?
Yeah, I think the city and the state should establish a wage replacement fund so you can give cash directly to people. I think they should halt evictions and any foreclosure activity. I think the city should cash paychecks for people for free so they're not having to go to predatory check cashing places and lose money. I think we should consider free transit so that, again, for a temporary time. I think there are a suite of solutions here, and now is not the time for half measures. We have to take bold action if we want to contain this thing. We don't want to repeat Italy.
Right. Amaya Pawar is the former alderman in the 47th Ward, now a senior fellow at the Economic Security Project. Where can we see what you guys put out today?
EconomicSecurityProject.org.
All right, we'll look for it. Amaya Pawar, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.